This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this special Rise House from the car. I can see the people streaming out as we speak. Arsenal 2, Bayern Munich 2. Do you know something?
Right. Hi, by the way.
How you doing? And my guest, sorry. I'm with Rye. Sorry, I totally forgot Rye was here.
I'm in the car.
I'm so sorry, Rye. It's really weird, man, because I don't know how I feel.
Like you said, Ian, we're looking at people walking out the stadium. Full-time whistle, a few minutes ago, straight in the car, straight on the pod.
Straight on the pod. You know what, Rye? It was... You know what got me is that, remember this morning I've been getting a load of feedback from the post when I've done my post about feeling a little bit nervous. I don't normally get nervous, but I'm feeling a little bit whoa. And the reason why I felt a little bit like, oh, I don't know how I feel, is because they've got some top players. And I think that we started okay. I didn't think we were penetrating them in as much, but we showed that we can breach them, and we did with the goal. But then... Right, it's just the mistake. We should have went 2-0 with Ben.
Yes.
Ben
White. Well, should we go through the game
let's go through it bit by bit.
First goal, Saka, yeah. Great finish, great little bit of
interplay. Yeah, really pleased because it was so well taken. And the angle I was in the stadium, you're kind of right behind him. So when he cut inside, I'm thinking, go on, just curl it over there. And he done it. And I'm thinking, right, brilliant. Now, can we just slow it down and let them come onto us? And for some reason, I don't think we ever had real control of the game. I thought they were tight on all our midfielders. I didn't feel like we had a lot of time and space.
Yeah, you know what I mean, right? So I think that Arsenal looked like they started a little bit nervous.
I thought we were nervous. We were all nervous.
I mean, we all were, yeah, but like, that's kind of natural. It's a Champions League quarterfinal. Mm-hmm. It's the first one that the club's had for a while.
Yeah.
But we were talking before, and I think that if nerves weren't a factor, then Arsenal are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you kind of saw that through the game. I think Bayern started a little bit less nervy right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Took Arsenal a little while to get on the ball. But once they did, you could see that quality that we've seen all season kind of not shining through. But you know what I mean? Like, it was there. All of a sudden, Arsenal were in the game.
Mm.
And the goal proved that. And I think that Arsenal were really on top until Bayern scored.
Yes, we were. I thought that you know, we were doing all our stuff. We were getting round, like, you know, we were passing it around pretty quickly as well, getting it round to Saka with Alphonso Davies. And I thought we was doing well trying to penetrate. Can I just say, just quickly, I know I'm bouncing, jumping forward a bit, but I would like to have seen maybe Jesus start that game for some reason. It's not because he came on and he just gave us a little bit of something different when he got on the ball, when the ball was on the ground, rather than Kai's physical presence trying to link play and all that. But like, I thought in the first half, I would like to have seen a little bit more intricacy in and around their box.
Yeah.
What I would have liked to have seen, a little bit more of that.
Well, I think that once they score, do you want to talk about the goal quick there? I think Arsenal got done by two. The main difference tonight between Arsenal and Bayern, I think, was literally just a level of streetwise, just a bit of street smart. You could see, you could tell that this is a Bayern side who have had regular reps in the Champions League for the last few years. That Gabriel pass for the first goal, that just needs to go Rose Ed.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely.
Arsenal are massively unbalanced in that. And this, I think, is where the nerves come down, because Arsenal aren't used to being that off balance, actually. If you think this year, they've conceded so little.
Do you see where Raya was?
And I think the sight of Raya, Arsenal are out of balance. That needs to go well out of play.
Yeah. Simply because once you saw where Raya was, everybody saying was just thinking, what the fuck's he doing there?
Yeah.
So then the ball's got to go out so as we can regroup.
Yeah. Pause, regroup, sit, like get everyone back in position. Makes a bit of a nervy pass. Kivior's on his heels. It's kind of a little bit, the blame I think lies somewhere in between the pair of them.
Yeah.
And then Bayern break, Arsenal turn around towards their own goal. It's a kind of scrappy goal, and Bayern haven't really had a sniff before that.
No.
After that, it was funny because I think it kind of sapped the atmosphere just a little bit, because it was a bit of a reality check.
Scored out
of
nothing.
Arsenal.
That always happens, because remember, we've been doing so well up to this part of the season. So all of a sudden, we got a passage of play where we're a little bit off kilter. We looked fucking really weird. Simply because the first thing you're thinking is, what's Raya doing there? Because Raya's meant to be back. So as then what happens is that break happens, and then you're able to say, okay, it's okay, because we'll do that, bam, just play it back to the keeper. We'll take the sting out of it and we'll start playing again. But fucking Raya had to, we had to stop, try and keep the ball going so as Raya had time to get back to the fucking goal. You know, and so I was thinking, oh my God, that just don't look right. That doesn't look like us. And then when they scored, you're thinking, oh, Jesus Christ. So if I'm Bayern Munich, I'm thinking, you know what? We haven't really done too much. We're back, we're back in the game, and they look very nervy.
Mm. Yeah.
Kivior was getting cooked by fucking Sané. Let's have that right.
Well, this is interesting, because Sané, I think, was Bayern's only outlet in the first half, really. And it was Kane dropping into that little pocket.
Yeah.
And this is a move, like kind of then playing the ball off to Sané. And this is a move that Bayern have been doing all season. It's actually really interesting. I thought maybe Arsenal were being a little bit too proactive on pushing Bayern so high up.
Okay.
When Leverkusen played Bayern, especially in the second game, they kind of let Bayern just have the ball. I think they've struggled more against teams who haven't given them space to run into behind. Right, like better teams.
Right.
I think we needed a little bit more balance. I think we were giving them way too much space to run into, especially down that left, Arsenal's left-hand side, and Kivior struggled with Sané.
He was too tight.
But for the second goal,
he was scared of him.
This is where, again, streetwise comes in. As soon as Sané turns Kivior, Kivior just needs to foul him. He just needs to come down, like there and then,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, take a yellow.
And again, you regroup and it's 45 yards from goal and you're not running towards your back. You're not running towards your penalty box and scrambling, because both goals came from Arsenal scrambling. It was the only time really, maybe apart from one other chance, but those were the two times throughout the whole game that Arsenal was scrambling the most.
I felt with the Sané, obviously was brilliant skill from him, because if you're going to get a defender when you know that there's a fucking shitload of space behind you, it's going to be that tight to you. When the ball's coming and you are very much the favourite to be able to not only get that ball, but roll him as well, because he was so tight. I was a little bit disappointed with Kivior, simply because I'm thinking, act like you're going to get tight, then drop off, let him get the touch so as you can drop off, so as then he's either going to have to knock it past you and you've got half a chance of getting something on it, or fucking foul him.
Yep. You've got to just kind of take the yellow card. Thomas Partey had a bit of a curious cameo at the end, some good, some bad, but like, you know, one of the things he did was, well, no, it was kind
he
of
made
cynical,
that
he made
fouled,
that foul.
Yeah.
So yeah, then that's the penalty.
Yeah.
2-1. Well, there was another break not long after that, Sané again. And sorry, some people go past, waving at Ian. Can't even hide in the car. Sané again. That was the only other time they got through the middle, breaking down on goal, and Ben White makes that unbelievable tackle.
Yeah, it was a fantastic tackle.
Because that's, especially after the penalty's been given, that's such a brave tackle to make. I actually thought he was really good.
And you know what would have capped it is that chance at 1-0.
Yeah.
I know we don't want to be going back and thinking that what if, but
yeah,
I think that the only reason why I go back to it is because the way we've been playing, the way that game was going up to that point, it wasn't like, oh, we were dominating and murdering them and then we got the goal, but we got a chance. And we were really clinical with the chance. He took the chance. And then we broke and made that chance as well. if Ben White just hits that goalkeeper's right with power, at least let him say, make a proper save instead of going straight to him. I think at 2-0,
yeah, I think
we probably it's a probably different game because we can drop off a bit and do what they done to us in the end. When they went 2-1 up, they thought like, okay, look.
It's really good. No, it's really, like, that was the thing I wanted to ask you about, how they changed defensively.
Honestly, right. It was like once
they were really good defensively after 2-1.
And they were really, really good. And I was thinking, you know what? I really worry for us now. And this is why what was really good about it is that when the way they changed and said, right, okay, come at us now. We're ready to go because we've got the pace to go at you. I was delighted to see Sané go off, but then Kingsley come on.
Yeah.
I thought it was a poor substitute. I would not have taken Sané off.
I thought he let us, that was a bit
he
of a let
really
off
did let us down. He really let us off the hook there because when he came off, I thought, well, that kind of eases it a bit for me because I didn't think that Coman's got the same kind of like penetration that Sané had.
No, and also then a couple of minutes after the Sané substitution. But before that, half time, Kivior comes off.
Yeah.
Surprised to see Zinchenko?
A little bit, simply because the reason why I thought that Zinchenko wouldn't have started that game is because of the Sané effect, which I thought Tomiyasu might have started the game. If we're talking about a one-on-one situation with somebody who's got to stop someone, I thought, okay, Kivior, I'll take that. But then you soon saw after a few minutes and, you know, the way it was shaping up with the space. When you're a winger and you get the ball into you and he's not close enough or he's not kicking you or he's not doing something to make you feel a bit uncomfortable when you receive the ball, you get confidence as a winger. And what happened was is that I think Kivior was stuck between, do I go all the way in? Do I drop off of him? Because he's not only can turn him, which we saw, but he can also, if he drops off his space, he'll turn around and take him on with skill and pace. Yeah.
I just think that, like, no disrespect to anyone in the Premier League, but this isn't just playing a normal Premier League game. It's a different thing. There's muscle memory. We've seen it with Real Madrid. Everyone assumed Man City was going to walk through that.
Mm.
We're not covering this, by the way, yet, because we've not seen it. But Moussa and I will do that on Stadio on Thursday. So go check that. But, you know, 3-3, there's like a, I think we talked about this quite a lot, but there's like almost like an institutional memory that kicks in at this stage, no matter how good you are. That's why arguably Real Madrid won 3 Champions Leagues recently.
Something
when they probably weren't even the best side in Europe, maybe even 4, to be honest.
Well, that's the thing with Bayern Munich. Leverkusen's doing stuff that is otherworldly at the moment in respects of the numbers and what they're doing. So you have to take that. You can't take that with a pinch of salt, that just because Bayern Munich, who have won the league for like 10 times, whatever it is, on the spin, and all of a sudden Leverkusen's come out of nowhere, that Bayern Munich are no longer a good team.
Exactly.
You look at their players.
They're still good.
You've got Neuer. Yeah. He was a world-class goal. You've got Alphonso Davies on a yellow for all the game.
Let's talk about this after. Let's go through the rest of the game and then we'll go back because I wanted to, like, the first yellow I want to talk about
is
Harry Kane, 55 minutes.
I don't know.
I think he should go. I think he should have gone. I think it's a red.
Why? Because he had a look.
I think he has a look and he knows what he's doing. And Kane, it's not a swing. He's not had a full swing at him, but he knows what he's doing and he knows where Gabriel is and he knows where his arm is. And I think it's a red.
You know something? At first, when I first saw it felt like, because Gabby was low, I thought, oh, he's not elbowed him. But then when you look at the slow motion, he's not only looked where he is, but the elbow does go back towards it. And the funny thing is, I should apologise to a fellow who was in there because he was going in on about, that's a red, that's a red. But there was a lot of animation up in where I was sitting. I'd have to say, looking at that, he could have gone for that. He could have gone for that.
He should have gone. I think it was a red. And then that's 55 minutes? So you got to play like over half an hour down to 10 men. Oh, that's the... we had that last time, I think, didn't we? When the car park was open.
That means the car people.
The car park is open. 65 minutes. Sané off for Kingsley Coman.
Mm-hmm.
Jorginho and Martinelli off for Arsenal for Trossard and Gabriel Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Good subs.
I think so because they linked up for the
goal.
Yeah, linked up for the goal, and I thought you know what? Jesus gave us something a little bit different up there because he got on the ball and he was dribbling and going past people.
Yep.
And you could see like his ability in the box confused them to the point where obviously he went in, you know, done a bit of skill, laid it off to Trossard who finished brilliantly. And we needed that, obviously. But, I don't know, right? I've just, it's the penalty.
Are we going straight to the penalty?
Can I go to the penalty?
Well, I mean, in fact, can I just talk about the goal first?
Can we talk about, like, the goal was a brilliant goal because of, like I say, Jesus, somebody who, you know, he got on the ball, confident enough to take people on in the box and, you know, was then able to lay it off to Trossard who finished it well.
Mm.
You know, it was a really good goal and something that we needed to do more of. But like, you know, when Jesus came on, he was able, for some reason, to get hold of the ball and do a couple of bits and make some moves. And obviously we scored the goal off of the back of it. You know, but like, you know, I don't know. I was very nervous about it. It wasn't, for me, our greatest game.
No.
It wasn't the greatest game we've played this season. And we've still come out with something.
Do you want to go to the penalty first and then should we just...
Which penalty?
Well, there was a penalty shout right in the end.
Well, the Saka one.
Saka.
I don't think it was a penalty.
So just to clarify, we got straight in the car and we've seen two replays. So the replay that we saw was the one where he cuts across, where like Neuer, you can see him kind of like hang his leg out.
Mm-hmm.
There's another side on one where he cuts across that isn't really conclusive. A friend of mine texts me saying there's another one from behind the goal that we haven't seen.
No, but right.
Which sold it. But the two that we've seen, we didn't think it was a penalty.
No. And I'm not sure whatever, from behind the goal, whatever angle is, the angle that we got, the face on, where Saka went in, he moved it with his left foot. So if you've moved it with your left foot, you should be going off to the left. He actually, for some reason, his leg went out to the right, whereas I'm thinking, because you've gone to the left, anything that's coming to impede you, then you jump over it. So this is why it felt very strange for him to be fouled in that manner, because he shouldn't be nowhere near. His right foot shouldn't be there. His right foot should be coming across to the left-hand side, because that's the side he's just moved to go and tap it into the net. I think there was someone coming back, but he probably, if he gets past that side, and then he stays on his feet because he jumps over whatever Neuer does, then he gets to tap it in. So I thought, right, when I saw it, it was strange that his body is moving to the right when the ball has gone to the left. And it seems to me like his body is moving to the right because that's where the goalkeeper was, and he's trying to initiate contact. That's how I saw it.
I think he definitely initiates contact. I think the disappointing thing from an Arsenal point of view is that Neuer has made himself so big, he probably doesn't need to look for it as much as he looked for it. He can actually kind of carry on a little bit and try to hurdle Neuer. And if he's going to initiate contact, he could do it in a more subtle way.
Yeah.
I don't think he could, even if he steps around him, Neuer has made himself quite big. This is, again, just from the couple of replays we've seen quite quickly. Neuer's made himself quite big. I don't think he can just side foot that into an empty net.
Yeah, but I'm just confused as to why. If the ball's gone to the left, you know, and remember, Neuer has stopped at that stage, right? Mm. So it's not like he's having to avoid Neuer or something. Neuer's stopped.
But this is my point. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. So like because Saka is traveling at speed,
mm-hmm.
I think he doesn't need to go looking for the contact as much. I think the contact will find him.
Yeah.
So I think he almost kind of like does it a little bit too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. If we're going to be really honest about it, and I'm going to be honest about it, simply because I wanted it to be a penalty more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like at the same time, it just felt like when I first saw it, I thought, well, if the ball's on the left, why is he going to the right? That's all I thought. But in the end, you know what? I think that for a game that we weren't great in, I thought that they showed the dangers that they've got. And this is what the point I was going to try and make. When you look at the players they've got, Harry Kane, Alphonso Davies, Kimmich, Goretzka, Sané.
I mean, their lineup's legit.
You know what I mean, Gnabry. Yeah. You know, real legit. Like, so we're talking about just off the back, like Musiala, six players straight off the bat that you could say this is world class team.
Underrated, Connie Lima coming back in that midfield.
Oh my God, number 27.
Yeah, Connie Lima's,
you know what I mean?
Like,
he was all over. He was all over Odegaard.
They missed him in midfield.
Yeah. All over.
Him. Yeah, and he's kind of like low key underrated when he comes back in as well.
Yeah.
I think Arsenal played well enough to win the game. And I know that it's ifs,
especially
I know it's ifs and buts, right? But the two, like we said earlier on, the two moments where Arsenal were really, really scrambling cost them the goals.
Cost them the goals.
They were the only two shots on target Bayern had, apparently. Mm-hmm. Although I think, I'm pretty sure Raya had one more save to make.
So I don't know, did it hit the post?
There was one that hit the post right at the end though, to be fair, actually, which could have been a little, that was a little bit scrappy. Couple of key points to go through. General atmosphere.
Atmosphere was fantastic.
At the beginning of the game, it was really so good. Loud.
I thought that what happened when, especially when we scored, it went crazy.
Oh my God.
Which was
so
unbelievable
loud.
Noise. But then when they scored, it literally went the other way. It was like it was horrible almost because
I know.
They did so we didn't have no noise from their fans because there weren't none there and it was almost like what's just happened, you know what I mean? And it was like really uncomfortable and weird. But like I think that what they showed is no matter what you say about a team of that caliber, how poorly they're playing in their league, because they're so great, that they're just dangerous. You just can't count them out because. They, like you said, Ryan, it's like Real Madrid. Obviously, we haven't seen it yet, but that's a free. That's free against City. And you think to yourself, again, it's a team that refused to be beaten in this competition because they know how to navigate this competition. And you got that impression with Bayern Munich tonight. You got that impression that they were experienced at this level of what they were
reps.
Doing.
They got the reps.
They really,
the
really did. Yeah.
And
they really
I think did. That's a positive to take though, because I think that as good as the atmosphere was, I think Arsenal felt the pressure a little bit. And you could see it, you can sense it in the crowd as well. There were moments in the game where obviously it got really nervy and then the crowd did really well to kind of like really get them going again.
I think that Jesus had a lot to do with that because when he came on, he's got that kind of energy where he's constantly chasing. You know what I mean? He gets on the ball. He's making things happen. He's either getting fouled or he's going past people. And that was something different. Something different for their back. But because I would like to have seen that against someone like Eric Dyer.
Yeah, I do wonder like though. We've talked about this before, haven't we? Where like sometimes it would be really good to bring Martinelli on late in certain games because him against tired defences, he just unlocks them quicker.
Mm.
It'd be interesting to see what Arteta does for the away leg because I think there's a slight positive here in Arsenal have been very businesslike away from home this season. And I feel like playing at the Allianz might free them a little bit. I do wonder whether that might allow Arsenal to
keep the processes going, keep it quite businesslike. I would like us to understand the ramifications of missing chances.
Mm.
At this level, because I think that everybody, when Ben White missed that one, everybody went, oh, and I'm not saying that Ben White's meant to score that because he's a defender, but you'd like to think in that situation with the time he had, he could see that the space in the goal was on Neuer's right hand side.
Yep.
Neuer's only going to save that if it's anywhere near him, he's going to have a chance. You've got to make sure he's got no chance, like Saka did with the finish, but then Saka's a quality forward in his finish, but Ben White, I'm feeling he's got to hit that to that side of the goal. Once that happened, you could just feel, and I could feel it with people around me. Everybody just went, oh God, that's a big chance.
Well, I just had a couple of quotes from Arteta. Okay. Says, the critical moment of the match was when Ben White was through 1-0. But Arteta also said, I sense the belief we're going to go to Munich and we're going to have the chance to win it. It's almost like he's answered one of us, or both of us. His one for Rhea and his one for Rhea.
You know what? I wouldn't expect anything less from our manager in respect of the positivity. But like he'll probably look at that game and feel like, obviously, I'll have to think about our guy Saka, the star boy. You know, Alphonso Davies was booked. You know, he was on a yellow, and I'm thinking to myself, he's got to be going at him a bit more.
Yeah, but these are the levels of Champions League. Even Alphonso Davies, who's still developing and like a younger player, he can kind of manage that for that long. And I think that was really, really impressive. And this is why I think, even though this isn't the best Bayern side we've ever seen, they've still got some really good players.
Mm.
And like we said, two real moments of scrambling from Arsenal really, really cost them. And I've got another quote from Arteta who says, in the Champions League, you can't give anything to the opponent when we gave it to them. You think those two, their two goals were very much unforced Arsenal errors.
Yeah.
And the rest of the game, I think I'm kind of all right with. And I think that Arsenal might be a little bit calmer in Munich.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Is there anything else you want to hit on?
Not really, because like I say, I'm just, you know, I love doing them in here, but like it's just
in the car.
Yeah, I do. You know, just... my missus just sitting in the front now. Say hi, Nance, so everybody knows.
Hi.
Right, so the thing is that the ruthlessness is something that they not only must take into this game, this level of game, but they take it into the Premier League every single game. That's what I hope they've learned from this game. You get punished. You get punished.
Yeah, you can't.
And that's what happens. Yeah. You get punished if you miss, and if you give people opportunities, you'll get punished because we made two mistakes, and we got two goals against us. Bam.
But this tie is both ties from tonight. We've not seen the Real Madrid Man City game, but neither tie is over. I think Arsenal. I don't think they have anything to fear going to Munich.
I fear a few of them players. If you're going to be totally honest,
well, I don't think you'll see those errors like that
when we get to the Allianz. Yeah. Well, I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, also, apparently, sorry, I've just seen this thing. Tuchel says Bayern should have had a penalty when Gabriel put the ball up on a goal kick. I'm going to have to look into that more, but Moussa and I will talk about that a little bit more on.
But yeah, right. I think that's about it for me. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, obviously, as soon as the podcast is finished, I'll think of like four or five things that will come back to me. But as we sit here now and we wrap up in the car park, everybody's gone, and you know, it's just I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
Do you know what?
Like
you
I
know
said, what? I was nervous this morning. I felt a bit whoa. And I still feel, I was right to feel like that because I don't know why I was nervous. Because like I said, I don't normally get nervous, but I felt a bit way and a bit woe. And the reason why I felt a bit way and a bit woe is because they've got top quality players that can punish us. And that's why I felt like that now. So I'm quite pleased I could justify that post this morning.
It wouldn't be a Champions League quarterfinal if you didn't feel nervous though.
Yeah, you're right.
But you were also out on the pitch before the game, which was nice. So,
yeah, it was nice, man. You know, the fans are really nice. You know what I mean? It's lovely.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, should we get out of here?
Yeah, let's bounce, man. Listen,
before
man.
Before they close the car park.
Yeah, true. Otherwise, we won't get out that
I like being in the car again. It was fun, man. It's cool, thanks, man. For that.
Thanks for coming in, Ryan.
No worries. Just a bit of admin. We're going to be back Sunday after Arsenal Villa.
Yes.
You and I again.
Yes. We've
got back to back Ryan Wrighty.
Let's
sorry,
do it, man.
I'm sorry, I put myself first.
Don't put yourself first.
And we'll also talk a bit of Masters.
Of course we will, yes.
Because it's going to be Masters Sunday.
From Thursday.
Oh, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm going to go for, is it Akshay Bhatia?
Oh, what, to win the Masters?
Yeah, I'm throwing it out there now.
Come on, man. Be
it. Just throwing a name like that. I'm going to do it.
I think Sheffield might win it.
Yeah, Sheffield is the favourite. But we'll see.
We'll talk about it on Sunday.
I can't wait.
All right, so Arsenal, Villa and some Masters chat on Sunday.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Okay, thanks, bro. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for listening, everybody. See you on Sunday.